So Sean Mill podcast. Hey, what's up? So today I am I'm recording my podcast. So what's up? How's it going, everyone? Today I am holding up my iPad while filming, and I'm using recording. All right, cool. It's still going. But so what's up? What's up, Sean Mill podcast? So today I'm watching Dr. Disrespect while while making a podcast. PogChamp. All right. So today I'm just gonna go off the top of my head. So today I want to talk about GTA, Pokemon, Little Peep, and JPEG Mafia. So that's what we're gonna talk about today. And So this podcast is kind of a last minute thing. So tomorrow's December, and I usually say I do one podcast a month. And so this is like a last minute thing, but I'm gonna see how far I can go. So what's up, everyone? My name is Sean Taylor. Welcome to the Sean Mill podcast. So today we're gonna be talking about, okay, so I bought two new games. Well, for my Nintendo Switch, it's pretty PogChamp. I bought the new GTAs. GTA, they got Vice City, San Andreas, and GTA 3. It was pretty cool when I first bought it, but a lot of people are having saying like the game's laggy and stuff. Was pretty good on Nintendo Switch because I think it's cool to have it on Nintendo Switch. I've been having fun with it, driving around, and going around the map and driving. It's pretty good. And I bought a new Pokemon game, Pokemon Pearl remake. It's pretty fun, it's pretty fun. I've been making YouTube content on it, and it's kind of fun to, to play. I remember when I was younger, when I got my Pokemon Pearl video game, I kind of the same. It was nostalgic, Like, I like getting a new Pokemon game, I can make YouTube content for it, and it's also pretty fun to make, for Sean Mill podcast. I've been watching anime, I've been watching a lot of JoJo Bizarre Adventure. I think I'm on season 4. I think it's a pretty good anime. It's made me tear up a few times, it's a really good anime to watch. I've been recording a lot of music, so my mixtape is probably going to be out in December. It's coming up really soon. I just need to get one more verse, and then it's go time to release it. I've been making 2 or 3 beats every day on my phone or on my laptop or iPad. I've been using GarageBand. GarageBand's actually really good to use. I've just been practicing using it. I've seen Joji use it, and that kind of re-inspired me to keep using GarageBand. Because people are always like, oh, I'm going to upgrade, but, I use GarageBand really good, really well. I can make a beat in, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, 10 minutes. Make it something really fast and something that's pretty good, at least to me. So I'm excited to hear what I made on GarageBand, being my car's radio or speaker, because, it sounds funny on my laptop, but I want to see how good it can sound on a in my car. I think that'd be pretty fun. Because I like doing that. I remember one time I made a song and I just played it in my car driving. That was pretty fun. So, listening to my music while driving, I think that's pretty really fun to do. What else? I've been watching a lot of Cowboy Bebop. So, Cowboy Bebop, one of the best intros and outros in anime, I watch the outro and intro all the way through, and it's been a pretty good show to watch. I remember watching it when it came on, TV back in the day. And you know, it's really good to watch, you know. It reminded me why it's a pretty good anime. What else? I've been doing some freestyles and stuff. I got a few new songs coming out soon. Yeah. What else? My laptop has half battery. That's pretty good. It's 11:36 a.m. How you doing? This is Welcome to Sean Bill Podcast. Yeah, I usually like listening to my podcast while I like waiting in my car. These are pretty chill to listen to. I like doing these podcasts without a script because a lot of live streamers I watch a lot of Twitch, and it's pretty relaxing, you know, just watching like what XQC or Ludwig does. It's pretty cool to watch, so I kind of want that too for my content. Yeah, so yeah, that's pretty cool. My laptop's loading. What's up? Looking at my screen. How you doing? And yeah, so let's move on to my next thing I want to talk about. So I want to talk about Little Peep. So I'm listening to a lot of Little Peep music, and I won't be surprised if that music be on my Spotify Wrapped. I've been listening to a lot of his music, you know, this year, in the beginning of last year, but definitely this year. One of my favorite songs right now is Ben's Truck Remix, Little Bo Peep, and you know, that's a pretty good song. Yeah, my throat's been kind of like this for the past 2 days. Sorry about that. I don't know, really know why, but we're gonna get through it. Yeah. So, you know, I've listened to the Everyone's Everyone in a Lil Peep album. You know, Come Over When You're Sober, Part 1 and 2. I've just been listening to a lot of his music. One of my favorite songs right now is Awkwafina. That's a really good song to listen to. You know, yeah, just a lot of little Peep music I've been listening to. You know, Isn't Life Beautiful? Nick That Laugh Is Beautiful. You know, there's a lot of really good songs. I watched his documentary, and that lit a fire under me to just keep doing music, because like he did everything to make music, and you know, he would inspire also for GarageBand. Like what doubled down my inspiration for this is people talk about Lil Peep, and he was like he didn't really care what he used from GarageBand to record on GarageBand to whatever he used. Like he made it work, and that's what I kind of want to put in my music. Like I can use anything, like GarageBand, and like make it work for people to listen to. I think that's really inspirational, and I want to take that into my music. I've always been a fan of like doing stuff that, you know, what I have around me, or you know, that's pretty good. Like, use like the basics to show everyone, yo, you can do this, and if I can do it, you can do it also. So that's pretty good to for you know, to do. And yeah, so yeah. And what else? Freestyle standing up. Yep. I listen to a lot of my music, Sean Taylor music. So yeah. I've listened to a lot of my music. It's been really inspirational, you know. I think I'm gonna have my I hope I have my songs in Spotify Blue 4 Freestyle Remix at number one. I think that'd be pretty cool. Yeah, I think listening to my music has been really inspirational. I wanted to wait a little bit for a mixtape to come out because I wanted to make sure. Because when I first made it, my ears weren't agreeing to what I was hearing. You know, I when I listen to my mixtape, sometimes I just scratch my face for some reason. I don't know why, but now like that doesn't happen anymore, and I'm really proud of my music. So I wanted to make sure that I can listen to like more of my music that I made and stuff to make sure it's good to go and that I like it. So I like pretty much every song off my mixtape. I'm satisfied. I listened to it multiple times. I'm pretty satisfied with the result. I hope people get a hope people can smile and you know, I'm going to this trying my best and just to make people happy. I think that's what I'm gonna try to do for my music for right now. Yeah. And now let's shout out Millwall. You know, You know what I'm saying? All every time, you know, shout out the wall. We might have a guest on soon, next podcast. John Hudson, you know what I'm saying? I texted him, and hopefully I can get a freestyle verse off him and a podcast episode. That's my goal. So recording a podcast standing up, it's pretty cool, you know. I feel like one of those people that like using a standing desk, but like I'm standing up with no desk. That's kind of funny. I just want to talk about one more thing before my throat. I just want to talk about a concert I went to recently. So I went to a JPEG Mafia concert. That was really fun. So that's one of the first concerts I've been to in a long, 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 long time, or one of pretty much my first concert. I watch a lot of YouTube concerts, and I just wanted to go, you know, to this one. Really like JPEG Mafia's music. You should check out JPEG Mafia. He has a really a lot of good music that I listen to. One of my favorite, one of my first songs I listened to of his on Veteran was the first song. I remember listening to that in high school. I listened to a lot of JPEG Mafia when I was in band. When we go on band trips, when I was in band, he was an artist that I listened to a lot, and I still do. His newest album, LP, is really, really good. I have a lot of those songs on repeat. So I listened to his concert and my YouTube video off of it, out of it. It has 100 views so far, and I'm really proud of that video. Going to see a JPEG Mafia concert was really awesome to see. Something that I might do in the future, you know, go up on stage and that'd be, you know. So it was cool seeing people in the crowd. It was a pretty good performance from JPEG Mafia. If you want to check out my concert vlog, you can check it out. There's a lot of people waiting in line. I think there's about 1,000 people in line. I was wearing my Mizkid hoodie, and someone liked my hoodie. That was kind of funny. Thanks for watching listen to Sean Bell podcast. Yeah, my throat's going down the hill backwards, but that's okay. All right, thanks for watching this podcast. I just wanted to make this podcast because, you know, I wanted to try to squeeze it in my day. All right, thanks for watching. Thanks for watching Sean Bell podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in December. All right.